In this episode, what about the wedding deed? Hi there, bridal couples-to-be.
Welcome to How to Get Married in Holland.
The ultimate wedding podcast of and about the Netherlands.
We, wedding ceremony experts, aka celebrants Daphne and Jasperen, share all ins and outs of getting married in our flat and fabulous country.
Enjoy listening.
Yes, what about the wedding deed? What is it anyway?
Well, it is a certificate, really. Mm-hmm. A formal legal document, which is provided by the municipality. It is an obligation to sign within a legal ceremony. Mm-hmm. And if you opt for a ceremonial wedding, then it's optional, right?
Yes. If there is any sort of deed within a non-official wedding, then it's really not a real thing. So talking about a civil wedding, the wedding deed is quite important, actually.
It is. But I think it is a real thing within a ceremonial wedding. It just isn't a legal thing.
Yes.
Because it's more like a symbolic certificate, but it can be a beautiful memento.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
You know, for the witnesses, of course, to have a toss during the ceremony and to have something, you sign, which makes the moment feel even more important.
Shall we just talk about the official wedding deed when you conduct a civil wedding and then focus a little bit on that you can also have a document when your wedding is a ceremonial wedding?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Good. Great.
All right. So what's in it? What's in the wedding deed? An official wedding deed when you get married in a civil marriage.
Well, it starts with all the details of the partners. Mm-hmm. So your full names, your date of birth, your place of birth, and then of course the parents, the witnesses.
Yes.
And space for the signatures.
Yes. Talking about signatures and names, I think it's important to line out that or to point out that the surnames are your given names. So the surnames that were given to you by your parents. I have sometimes a bride asking, oh, well, you know, I'm getting married and I'm changing my surname to my husband's name. And it's not in it. No, that's true. In an official wedding deed, there's only always the surname that was given to you by your parents, which is your maiden name.
Yeah.
But then signing, do you need to sign with your maiden name if you decide to take on the name of your dad? Your husband. Sorry. Well,
that is a rather difficult question because I often get that question. Mm-hmm. Can I sign with my new signature now?
Yeah.
And I have checked it and double checked it with the municipality. Mm-hmm. And it says, well, in fact, there's no way we can check what is your signature.
Yes.
So if the officiant is a kind of a witness as well, if he or she witnesses that it is indeed the bride or groom signing with that particular signature on that very moment, then it's a legal signature.
Exactly. I think that's exactly the point that's most important, that the signatures that are put in on the wedding deed, so two by the couple and a minimum of two, a maximum of four by the witnesses, that the people signing are really the people that are on the wedding deed. And of course, with the bride and the groom, you will know, with the witnesses, you can check. And, you know, however, in whichever way they sign, that doesn't matter. As long as the signatures, because really there are two signatures, because there's not only one wedding deed, there are two exact copies of the wedding deed.
Yes,
so you have to sign on one side and then on the other side. And those signatures have to be the same.
Have to be the same. And I can imagine, for example, if you're if you take on your partner's surname and his or her name is white, you know, don't sign with black.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it needs to be recognizable, or if it's a very abstract form, there's no problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it has to be a logical signature,
yes,
I think.
Yes.
And why do you have to sign twice?
That's for the archives.
Hmm.
That's for the archives. One is saved, I believe, in the municipality, and one is saved somewhere else.
Yeah. It's digitized in the central archive of the Netherlands.
Yes. And that's why you have to sign with black pen.
Yeah.
Because blue.
And why is that?
Blue doesn't stick. Black sticks longer, especially now. It's maybe not so relevant anymore because things are digitalized.
Yeah.
But before, when that was not the case, black pen sticks longer. So you have to be able to recognize who signed, for official reasons, obviously. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is quite strange because many bridal couples say, back in the days, you knew that a letter was an original one because it was signed with a blue pen, right? Mm. And now it's the other way around on the certificate. But when you explain that, black has more pigment in it or more color elements and it sticks longer. Mm. Okay.
Couples are always very nervous when they sign, and then sometimes they say, "Oh, you know, did my signature look so weird because I was so nervous?" I think that's many times that's the case. That's a bit wobbly, but as long as it's wobbly twice, then
that's okay.
That's fine.
And you never see it again.
Yeah,
because it disappears in the archives.
Yeah.
Well, they have a safe place for it, of course, but you will never see it again.
No.
And another thing, what's quite important when signing the certificate is where you sign it, right?
Oh, yes.
Because it needs to be in a very particular spot.
Yes. And it depends on the municipality, what kind of form you have. The municipality I work for, they have just a blank space on the two documents, two lines and a blank space in between. And then the witnesses and the couple have to sign there and me, of course, as well. But some municipalities also have a number of lines. And I find that easier. Because then you just point out, you just have to sign on this line.
They're guidelines,
because I've had it that you really point out you have to sign in between the lines, that people still sign, like try to start signing above the line or below the line, and then the document is not valid. Then you have to do it again.
Then you have a problem. Yeah.
Yeah. So, whenever you are at the municipality itself, that's not a problem because then normally they can make another one. They make another wedding deed. But if you have an incorrectly signed wedding deed and you are on an outside location, then it's an issue. Then it has to be changed afterwards.
Yeah, getting married on a Saturday or a Sunday evening,
I just love the wedding deeds that have lines because it makes it so very clear.
I always invite my bridal couples and their witnesses to sign with the smallest version of the signature.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And who gets to sign the certificate? Because, do the parents also get to sign?
No. It depends. So it's always the bridal couple. And then their witnesses. So whether the witness is a friend or a brother or a parent, that is the person who's going to sign the wedding deed. No one else.
Yeah.
And finally, the wedding officiant, him or herself.
Yeah. So there are seven people.
Maximum.
Maximum. Yes. Who get to sign the certificate.
Yeah.
For so
five
you can
minimum,
imagine.
Seven max.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Seven signatures. So the bridal couple.
Yeah.
Two witnesses each.
Yeah.
And the wedding officiant, lastly.
Yeah.
I
think it's a very good idea that you tell them to sign with the smallest signature possible, especially when there are seven that have to sign between the lines and when there are no lines.
Yeah.
So.
And of course, I always explain that however small the size of the signature, the meaning of the signature is, of course, of great importance.
Yeah.
Because they confirm mm-hmm. that the marriage is willingly united.
Yes, yes. So that is really the function of the wedding deed.
Yeah.
That the people are there.
So you're never going to see those two certificates or deeds again.
Nope.
However, we do have a very important tip, mm-hmm. don't we,
yeah.
for our couples?
Yeah.
And that is ask the municipality for an international wedding certificate. Mm-hmm. And you can, they will send it to you after the ceremony, or the officiant will give it
yes.
to you because it's provided by the municipality
yes.
on the spot. And why is that an important version of the certificate?
It's some sort of copy of the wedding deed. It looks like it, and it basically states that you are married to one another. So it's a legal document, and it may be of use when, for example, you go abroad to actually prove that you are married to one another.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. You know, it can be come in handy when you have to apply for a visa or when traveling abroad or if one of the two is starting a company, for example. But I also heard another very romantic application for that certificate.
Okay.
Because one of my couples, they showed it to their hotel.
Oh, yes, that's true.
On Barbados.
Yeah.
And they got an upgrade.
Yes. Yes, I forgot. But that is absolutely true. Yeah.
So that's a plus.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Bring your international deed.
And of course, if you don't opt for an international wedding certificate, that's quite up to you, of course. Mm. You can always show your wedding pictures, but do ask for an upgrade.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a very positive note.
Okay.
The benefit of the wedding, of bringing an international wedding deed.
Yeah. And in the next episode, we will talk more about the wedding booklet.
Yes, that's a different thing. So speak to you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to How to Get Married in Holland.
We look forward to share more about organizing your wedding day in the Netherlands in the next episode.
Hit the subscribe button so you won't miss anything.
Any questions in the meantime?
Please ask wedding celebrants Daphne or Jasperin. You can find us, plus the show notes, on Instagram.
And if you love this podcast, please leave a review.
It gives us a higher ranking, so more fun international couples with Dutch wedding plans will be able to find us.
Until next time.